We have special guests in the studio today from the United States Air Force. Staff Sergeant Vanessa Wagner is back with us once again. We've visited before. Good to see you back.
Good to see you back, Chad.
And we also have with us Sergeant Brandon Novenario. We're going to talk a little bit about special operations in the U.S. Air Force. Brandon, tell me a little bit about, let's first off define what special operations really is and some different positions available.
Absolutely. So Air Force Special Warfare, these are the most elite warriors on the planet. And so they're what actual other special forces look to actually go ahead and bring those air superiority to the ground forces to actually make certain missions happen. And so what we bring to the table in essence is going to be three different aspects. We look at personnel recovery, precision strike, and then also global access. And so overall, Air Force Special Warfare helps integrate all of those particular things into other military agencies as well. And so the positions that we're looking for, we have six different total. Four of them are within what we encompass Special Warfare, and then two others are combat support. The four are pararescue, combat controller, special reconnaissance, and then tactical air control party. Pararescue, they go out and they save lives. Combat controllers, they're the ones that help with that global access piece. They can go ahead and get any equipment or personnel around the world at a moment's notice. Special reconnaissance, they're kind of like the boogeyman. And so it's very difficult to go ahead and describe them as a whole. They're the individuals that can gather intelligence. They do site surveys. They can be snipers. They're, like I said, kind of like the boogeyman. They can take care of business. And so and then tactical air control party, these individuals work with conventional army units, and they're kind of like their guardian angels. They're able to go ahead and call in close air support and take out the enemy while also protecting the army soldiers and whatnot. And so the two combat support jobs, you have explosive ordnance disposal, and then also survival, evasion, resistance, and escape specialist. These individuals don't necessarily go out in the battle. EOD, or explosive ordnance disposal, they're kind of like the bomb squad of the Air Force, whereas the other one, SEER for short, is they're instructors through and through. They teach individuals how to actually go about any of those given situations, whether to survive in the wilderness, to go ahead and evade the enemy, resist the enemy, or escape capture. They can go ahead and teach individuals how to take care of those given situations so that they can come home with honor. And so every position that we have in Air Force Special Warfare does have a wartime effort, but also a humanitarian side to it as well. And these positions, yes, there is that aspect of taking lives and defending this country, but also there is a huge aspect of saving lives. And every position has a huge impact in that saving lives piece.
Obviously, with anything like this, a lot of specialized training goes into it ahead of time. Tell me a little bit about what training has to take place.
So as far as that training is concerned, and part of our special warfare recruiting positions of what we do, we help develop these individuals. And so in the very, very beginning, individuals will actually go ahead and seek us out, or we'll find them and say, hey, this is an opportunity. They have to pass what is known as an initial fitness test. And so they have to do a series of push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, mile and a half run, and then also the swim component. If they pass that, we're able to go ahead and get them a contract to move forward with this opportunity overall, right? And so if they can't pass it, that's where we come in and we actually train them up to be able to pass and exceed those standards. Afterwards, now the fun starts. They go through basic military training, right? Then they go through the Special Warfare Candidate Course. This is a $96 million facility. This facility has D1 level coaches, D1 level doctors, that are actually evaluating these individuals. They have heart monitors on. They have their sleep is being monitored. They have cryogenic machines. So many different things that are there to go ahead and help them be their best selves physically. And so once all of that is taken care of, and I mean, they're training every single day. They're being put through situations, physical exercise and all that type of stuff to have the potential to move forward in this program. Because when I give somebody a contract, if they're not guaranteed to be a pararescue man or a combat controller, they're guaranteed the opportunity to continue moving forward with a tryout. It's a two-year pipeline. And so from that point, they'll go through what is known as a session and selection. This right here is, this is the make or break moment for every single person that is going through this. It's an 86% fail rate. And so they look at these individuals and they assess them. If they're what they're looking for, congratulations. You're going to continue to move forward to potentially be one of the most elite warriors on this planet.
Truly is the best of the best of the best.
Absolutely. These individuals are working with Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, Green Berets, and et cetera. And so they are the pinnacle of that elite warrior for sure.
And while we're sitting here talking, I'm pretty much conjuring up in my mind that most of these are probably guys. But sitting here across from Vanessa, I'm reminded young women are also candidates for this, I would guess, as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we do have young women that try out for this. We actually have some individuals that have made it through the pipeline. And so the opportunity, equal opportunity all the way across. And so male, female, doesn't matter. You want to go ahead and try out for these positions. We're going to go ahead and help you to make this dream a possibility.
All right. Very good. For those who are listening out there and may be interested, who wants to tell me how to get into the pipeline that you were talking about? You want to tell me how they get into the pipeline?
Absolutely. So they can either get in touch with me at 501-218-6279, and I'll make sure that you qualify and connect you with Sergeant Novenario, or you can get in touch directly with Sergeant Novenario at
501-515-2359. The other best way to go ahead and actually get your Air Force career started, go on to airforce.com, do your research, look at the special warfare opportunities overall, and see if this is something that you're interested in. Once you actually start moving forward, we will get you the rest of the way.
Very good. Thank you both for being in the studio with us today. And as always, thank you for your service as well.
Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate you having us.
Thank you.